This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake effect snow is moving in, with 1 to 2 inches expected and higher amounts possible in some areas. Places inland will see little accumulation. Skies should clear up by late afternoon. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Congressman Brian Stile has introduced election reform bills that would tighten voting rules, requiring photo IDs, proof of citizenship, and election day ballot deadlines. His proposal would also ban ranked choice voting and ballot harvesting. Democrats have yet to respond. Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Mandela Barnes visits Racine for a health care discussion as part of a campaign push today. He's one of 7 Democrats in the race, while Republicans have rallied behind Tom Tiffany. That's after Josh Showman got out of the race this week. Barnes's stop is planned for early in the afternoon at the Red Onion Cafe. Green Bay Packers legend Donald Driver was in Mount Pleasant this week to announce a new NFL flag league launching in the fall. It's for high school girls in Racine and Kenosha. A camp is scheduled for June 16th at Case High School to gauge interest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes and misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin, you know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little off and on light snow possible today. We may get an inch, some places a little more than that by the time it winds down. Our high today, 17. Tonight, a few flurries down to 10 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.